I can feel you creep into my private life.
That's right. I can be found lurking around your windows outside.
No.
Taking black and white photos of you getting out of the shower
or in the car. I have a new Tune Yards record.
Oh, right. That's right. It's the name of the new Tune Yards album. That's right. Forget everything else I said.
Look at your hands. That's the name of the song.
This is so dorky.
Oh, I know.
E.T. Phone Home. Homer Simpson, that is.
Wow. So it's Merrill Garbus of Tune Yards has a new song. They're sort of a duo at this point. Nate Brenner is also on this. He wrote and produced the album together with Merrill. And 2018 will have a new album. But for now, we are thrilled to have this new song. Shall we play it?
Look at your hands. Do you know what she's singing about there? I mean, I assume it's today's modern world of today.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head. Merrill Garbus says, in all the mess I might feel the world is in, I've been attempting to look more and more inward. How do all of these isms that we live and manifest in me, in my daily activities and interactions. So, and she also said that some of the 80s throwback production came from wanting the vocals to sound robotic, maybe to counter the sincerity of the lyrics, she says. She said, I started sampling my vocals with an MPC, and which is a music production center, so you can record and alter your voices and stuff. She says, which I've wanted to do for years, and there was something that felt really right about my voice being trapped in a machine.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. That's new from Tune Yards. It's exciting. Look at your hands. February 2018 is when a tour starts, so we can expect, I assume, an album right around that time.
Yeah, this is her first since like 2014 or something, I think. Yeah, first new music in a few years. That's great.
I can feel you creep into my private life.
That just sends a chill through me, just those words. Which reminds me, I've got music too. I'm really dead today. I'm just so flat.
Good, hard weekend?
It was a rough weekend. No, I just went to the farm.
Oh, yeah. That sunlight and just, beautiful outdoorsy
stuff. The Fireball
and
I have never gotten along very well, and I'm just like, I was out in the sun way too long yesterday, and I got sun sickness or something.
You're pretty fair-skinned.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Or like my dad always said, son, you look like you've been dug up.
Wow.
Anyway, new music. What if I say Caroline Says? What's Caroline Says?
Lou Reed.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, you think of that song. But it's also the name, the performance name of the singer that I want to play. Her name's Caroline Salee. She's a singer-songwriter originally from Alabama. She's now based out of Austin. A few years ago, she graduated from college, and she moved out to Yellowstone, and she worked as a waitress for a while and saved money. And then... went on what you might call, I don't know, like a vision quest or something up and down the West Coast. And she did it all by Greyhound bus, which I just love because you think, you know, like, I'm going to go see the world, right? But it's like, you know what? Here's this thing. It probably only cost her like $20 in tickets or something, right? And she could, you know, go all over the place and see some of the most interesting people on the planet. But she did that. And then she eventually returned home to her parents' house in Alabama, where she ended up recording her first record in their basement. It's called 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong.
Which is a reference to an Elvis Presley album title, by the way.
Yeah, what, didn't know. Which is?
50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong. Right.
Yeah. I think it's also a statement about differing views of generations, you know, an older generation who might take truth or might take everything at face value, whereas a younger generation may question things more. But this debut record of hers, she actually originally put it out on cassette only, but Western Vinyl gave it a proper release at the end of the summer. And the song that I want to play, I just love, well, first of all, her voice is super captivating. But I love this lazy summer day feel of this song, even though it's called Winter Is Cold. Winter Is Cold. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come out of it, from Caroline Says.
I've always heard it's the it's okay, it's just it's not all they say. Now I'm all alone, now I'm far from home, now I'm all alone.
Yeah, I love the harmonies that she has, just that nice little wash of harmonies she has. Comes about a minute or so into that song. Caroline says, Caroline Salee wrote that, she says, I wrote Winter Cold on a hot summer night, sitting alone on my parents' porch in Huntsville, Alabama, surrounded by the sound of cicadas. I'd just gotten off work, and I remember just sitting down and starting to play it. The guitar part melody kind of spilled out of me like it was already written. Some of the lyrics were there, and some came later, but everything else was written within about a half hour. It was the last song I wrote before calling the album finished. And this is her debut record, 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong, that came out on cassette. And it's out now on Western Vinyl. They gave it a proper release. And she's got a full-length sophomore release coming out sometime next year. But in the meantime, you've got this. Caroline Says. Just lovely.
Yeah, truly. I have something also quiet. In fact, quieter, instrumental-based. The group is Balmoray, who I always pronounce as Balmoria. And just
I thought it was Balmoria.
Yeah, see?
It's say it the right way.
Balmoray.
Balmoray.
And they're Austin-based. It's one of these ambient records and beautiful records that I've just listened to over and over again, found myself lots of times and places, early morning, late nights, even driving, that just sets a tone that just knocks me out. There's one cut in particular that I've loved that I want to play for you called Slow Stone. Rob Lowe and Mike Muller are the founders of Balmoray.
The Rob Lowe, not the actor Rob Lowe.
Whoever he is. And then... started.
Poor Bob.
I know. I'm not poor Bob at all. I'm very happy. In 2006 is when they got going in Austin. And they talk about this song, Slow Stone, by saying it's the longest song on the record. In many ways, was the most circuitous to create. We worked with a trumpeter for the first time. Ephraim Owens from Tedeschi Trucks is on this track. We had a Miles Davis-esque melody that worked perfectly for the song, but made sure not to tread too far into blatant jazz territory, they wrote. And in the end, it turned out to be one of the more unusual tracks with its disparate elements. There are field recordings. In fact, the whole song, I'll just say, starts off, they told me, with the sound of musician Lawrence English. Doesn't matter if you know him or not. He's an Australian musician walking through the grasses of Texas in his cowboy boots. That's the starting sound that you'll hear when I play this track in a second. There's organ, there's trumpet, there's grand piano, and a blast beat, they call it, just under the surface of the fuzzed-out guitar. But somehow, they say, it all still felt squarely in the musical world we inhabit. So despite the fact there's jazz and all this other stuff going on there,
right, it
totally fits the bill. So I'm going to play this song from Balmoray. It's called Slow Stone. Thank you.
they're baiting me there at the end, aren't they? Like if they were trying to lure me into a trap or some, like they're out in the woods somewhere and they just started cranking that up, I'd very curious. Yeah, I'd just start following it. Yeah. I'd be helpless.
Just love that. It's a song called Slow Stone. Bon Marais is the name of the band.
Spell it so people, it's not
sure.
R-A-Y.
Yeah, band. That's B-A-L-M-O-R-H-E-A. Clear Language is the record. It came out just a few weeks ago, and I am madly in love with this album.
They so effortlessly and perfectly worked in all those elements that you wouldn't think, you know, the little muted jazz trumpet, you know, about halfway through, and then how that swell of guitar noise just came up at the end so perfectly.
Pretty cool. Slow Stone's the song. How about if we take a break? I'm going to take a deep breath. That was yours. Yeah. I haven't done mine yet.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from iZotope, makers of Spire Studio, the portable multi-track recording system that lets you easily capture, mix, and edit professional quality songs wherever and whenever inspiration strikes. With built-in Wi-Fi, Spire Studio seamlessly connects to the Spire app, so you can ditch the cables and collaborate and share with bandmates and fans around town or around the world. Learn more at spire.live.
I just saw one of those things, a little round box that you carry around, portable studio. It's got a gorgeous little mic in it and a nice mic inputs and line inputs and big button to record. I mean, it's
was it like a whole studio in a little box?
In a little box, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is, and it connects to a little app and stuff with all their, I mean, I know that company from their plugins because I use.
Oh, it's iZotope, I-Z-O-T-O-P-E.
Yeah, very cool.
More music. We're going to Australia with a trio named Fingers, F space.
Like this?
Ingers, just like that one I see all the time from you. A trio from Australia, Carla Del Forno, Tarkan Manik, and Samuel Carmel. They've largely done solo projects, but they recently released their sophomore full-length record called Awkwardly Blissing Out. Awkwardly Blissing Out. The music's pretty cryptic. I mean, I listen. It's very hard to understand what's being sung when there is singing.
They're singing in Australian.
Yeah, it's a mix of, you know, they've got a lot, it's a lot of electronics, but some acoustic guitars, but really heavily processed guitars. And I'm not entirely sure what they're writing or singing about in these songs. I think this cut that I want to play is called All Rolled Up, and I just like where it takes me. It's very meditative.
All Rolled Up. Huh?
And reminded me a little bit of...
Rolled Up. Yes, okay, sure.
It just hit me.
I see where you're going with this.
Reminded me a little bit of something Laurie Anderson might do. Huh? So, and I know you're a fan of her. Listen and see what you think. This song, All Rolled Up, from Fingers and their record, Awkwardly Blissing Out.
Thank you.
Reminded me a bit of the group Suicide from the 70s.
Oh, I hear that too. Here's what I was going to play for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Laurie Anderson in the song Blue Lagoon.
I could see that.
From her record, Mr. Heartbreak. I was going to come in where her voice comes in a little bit here. Anyway, Fingers was the band we just heard from their Awkwardly Blissing Out record, all rolled up. And I wrote to the band, and Carla DelForno said that the track that we just heard, all rolled up, she says was recorded a while back in Australia in a bedroom of one of the band members. She says, I'm quoting her here, it was all improvised in one take, as all Fingers tracks are. All the songs nice. The band does are improvised in one take. So she says, I'm not really sure what I'm singing about on this one. The lyrics are pretty hard to decipher. The way that the Fingers tracks were named on this new record was by another band member trying to understand what I was saying and then using it as a song title. So maybe I'm saying All Rolled Up at some point. I love that. Awkwardly Blissing Out is the record that's out now on Blackest Ever Black. Which brings us to the final climactic minute of this program.
I'm ready.
Where I play a song that I've been sitting on for a while now, and I think it's time to unleash it on the world. It's a song by A. Savage, otherwise known as Andrew Savage of the band Parquet Courts. He just put out his first ever solo record called Thawing Dawn, and this one song from it that I keep coming back to is called What Do I Do? What Do I Do? And I think part of the reason I come back to it is it has this little melodic hook that gets stuck in my head and starts looping around, but also it's mostly for this just screeching, screaming bursts of guitar noise that come in and out of this song. It has a very steady, consistent, deliberate beat to it. You're going to hear this in this song, but that noise gets laid on top of it, and that little plodding, steady little beat never changes. It's kind of like if you've ever seen Wilco do Via Chicago Live, you know how they just, yeah,
explosive.
It's just explosive, but that beat maintains steadily in the background. Andrew Savage says about this song, which is a little long, it's close to 8 minutes. He says, I realize that some listeners roll their eyes at a song that's over 5 minutes, but I also know that some eyes light up at the sight of wide bands of uninterrupted black wax, talking about a vinyl record. He says, personally, my favorite version of Sister Ray is the 40-minute version that was on a collection of live recordings they put up, which he says makes an 8-minute song feel like child's play. Anyway, What Do I Do is about the moments of feeling lost in one's own autonomy. As the recording implies, sometimes you have to rely on your friends. So this is A. Savage, What Do I Do, from his new solo record, Thawing Dawn.
Let's hear it.
I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Awesome. I love Parquet Courts, so
yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, and also later this week, I will have a conversation with one of my favorite artists of all time, Rivers Cuomo.
Weezer!
The band Weezer. They've got a new record coming out, Pacific Daydream. He and I sit down and listen to the whole record together.
That's fantastic.
It's only like a 35-minute record, so it's a pretty quick conversation, really.
Great. But, and Ann Powers has a Margo Price interview that went up just this morning.
Look for that in your feed as well.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered.
If I have no lover, I'll serenade myself. If I have no doctor, then I'll stay in bed and nurse me back to health. If I have no dinner, I'll cook a plant instead. And if I lose my sight, I'll still see clearly in my head. If I have nowhere to hide, a way to be uncovered. If I don't have a house, I'll make a home in the glow. Someone I don't know. And if I have no God, I worship everything, and everything will then become an icon of devotion. What do I do? 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 I cannot hear, I listen to my heart beating. If I cannot run, well then okay, it's time to rest anyway. If I have no friends, I'll keep the company of silence. If I have no problems, I'll just look somewhere else and I'll find them. If I lose my mind, I'll leave the window open and wait and wait and wait until it sneaks home one morning when I'm still sleeping. If I have no clothes, then I'll just be exposed. If I have no garden, then I cry until one grows. What do I do? 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 What do I do?